The psalm for this morning is Psalm 42. If you'd like to turn there in your Bibles, love this psalm. It's a good one. The psalmist makes a declaration in the first verse. He says, my soul pants for you. Not only that, but he says, my soul thirsts for you. For who? And he says, for who? He says, for the living God. The psalmist wants involvement of God in his life. He's making a declaration. I want you, even to the point of my soul panting for you. I'm really excited about you, God. And then he says who this God is that he's talking about. The living God. So again, he's making a statement of his belief in who God is. He knows who God is. He remembers then the good times in the Lord, the good times of praising and rejoicing in the house of God. Now he talks about his state. His soul is cast down, and he lets God know it. He says it is. But he says, even though my soul is cast down, I still pray to God. He calls God his rock. Have you ever felt God is your rock? Yeah. Amen. God is our rock. Then I started to laugh, because then he questions God. At first I wrote down, then he accuses God. No, he didn't really accuse him. He's questioning him. He's saying, where are you, God? Are you really there? Here I am, I'm a mess. But he calls him his rock. And I'm wondering, I said, manipulation is the psalmist is human, remember? Is he trying to manipulate God with compliments so get him to work for him? No. So I had to put that behind me, and I said, well, that must have been just a carnal thought. Then he goes on and talks about his enemies. He's in a bad state, and he's really, really oppressed by these enemies. Then he talks back to himself. Instead of complaining, then he talks back to himself. And I love it. He talks to his soul like it's another person he's talking to. But he talks to his soul and he says, Soul, why are you cast down? What are you doing? What's going on here? And I love the way Peterson puts it. He says, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Kevin, you could sing to that. Why are you crying the blues? I fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. Yes, wow. What is he saying? He's saying, God, no matter what's going on, I trust in you. I've been there. I've had hard times. It's really distressing. I hate my enemies. They are trampling all over me. But you know what, God? I trust in you because you are indeed the living God. You're not a dead God. You're the living God. And I'm putting my trust in you, and I'm crying out to you, and I'm letting you know me. Remember, I keep coming back to that all the time. All the time, as I open at this church for how many years? 8 years. The bottom line is, in that day, God doesn't say, you didn't know me. He says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. God wants us to let him know us. And that's exactly what this psalmist is doing. He's crying out. He's saying, this is my state, God. But God, even though this is my state, I trust in you. Amen. That's what it's all about. In the end times, that's what it's all about. Let's pour out our soul before him so he knows us. Amen. What we're thinking about him. Amen. What are your thoughts about God today? Is he big enough for you? Can he handle you? Can he take care of you? Can he change those circumstances? You bet he can. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand and let's say this last verse of Psalm 42 from the King James Bible. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance And my God, is he worthy,
he is
Pastor
so worthy.
Kevin?
Worthy of our praise.
Totally, totally worthy.